Perek Dalid Negoyim Mishnah Yisein Vav. A few times I queried as to whether the Maharam, who the Tosus Yom Tov brings down on occasion, is the Maharam Rutenberg or not. And it turns out it is the Maharam Rutenberg. I have a Mishnah Yis with the Maharam Rutenberg's Perish on Antares in it. And the words that he quotes are those of the Maharam Rutenberg. In this Mishnah too, he happens to mention that the Vaksha Bol Liyodai Divrei Maharam, that happened to come across, you know, it came to my hands, the works of the Maharam Rutenberg, which he's been quoting fairly consistently throughout the Masechta so far. Mishnah Hey, Baharis Kegris. Now, Beharis, again, the Meforshim, the Rambam, and the Bartanur, and others point out that Beharis here is, again, is a key word, a code word for the all four of the colors and their additional four admixtures, and of the mixtures with the red. So we're dealing with Beharis is not just Beharis, the love and kasheleg, but it's all four of the whites and their mixtures. Now, the Beharis Kegris, there is a Beharis the size of a gris, which is the shear of a Beharis, which is susceptible to tumah if the simonim appear in that gris. V'chud yotzei mimeno. And out of this Beharis, there happens to be a strand of that color, or of the, any of the colors that are susceptible to tumah. Imish bo rochav shtei saros. If the strand has a width of two saros, of two hairs, zogako l'ser lovan ulapisoyon. So that will make the this strand liable to ser lovan, to tum of ser lovan ulapisoyon. And in addition, since it has this shear, if the original om, if the original body of the Beharis doesn't have a sir lovin, but the two hairs appear in this strip, or this pisayon by the strip, then it becomes tome. It's a sign of tuma. Avalola michya. However, the strip shtei saros long doesn't help for michya. So the Rav says over here that the reason it doesn't help for michya, the afilu yesh barocha v'achud shtei saros, even if there isn't a width of the of this a thread of the strand two saros, ain mich, I mean, even if there is, ain michya shebo mitama shem michya tzorich shetehei mevutzeres b'yem sanega, the michya itself, the live skin, which is a simon of tumu with wisher machlit, has to be in the middle of the nega, kamivzer shehu b'yem su'ir, like a fortification that's in the middle of a city. The Tiferes Yisrael has a different explanation over here, and at the end he points out that from the words of the Rav, it's mashmanatwe. He's saying the Tiferes Yisrael says like this, that for the strand, and the way that the from the Rav it seems that the michya has to be in the om, the center of the om. That the Tiferes Yisrael learns it could be in the strand also, but for that to be, the strand has to be six saros. The michya is two saros, it's a kadosha, so it's two saros by two saros. So in terms of its height, then to be in the center of that strand, it has to be two saros from the end and two saros from the other end. So there, so the strand itself has to be six saros in width, but that the michya can be then effective in the strand. But as he points out from the Rav, it's not mashma like that. It doesn't seem to be like that. That the michya itself has to be in the om, and not in the strand. So again, the Mishnah says, "Baheres kagris v'chud yotz mimeno imesh bo rochav shtei saros." If it has a width of two saros, zuka kol l'ser lovan, then it brings the om into the din of ser lovan. If there's a ser lovan in the white hair, white in the two white hairs, black hairs that have turned white in the strand, ula pisoyon, or if there's pisoyon from the strand. Avalola michi, but not for michia. Shtei baharos v'chud yotze mizu lezu. Now, if you have two pieces of white skin, and each one is less than a gris, but there's a chut, there's a strand of white skin. Of the one of these problematic colors, yotze mizu lezu, that goes from one of these patches to the other patch. Im yesh berochav shtei saros, if there isn't a width, two saros, as mitzorfim, then it's mitzorif the two to be a shear of a gris. Vim lav ein mitzorfim, and if not, it's not mitzorif them. And there are several nafkaminas. First of all, let's assume that not like the way I said, that even if they were each had a gris, there's still a nafkamina if the strand is mitzoref them, because then they're viewed as one tumah, the one that's the same tumah, as opposed to the situation where the strand is not two saris long. It's not Mitzorif them, and each one is viewed as its own tumah. So he has to bring a korban for one, and he has to bring a tumah saras. He has to bring neged saras. He has to bring a korban for the other. Now, let me read the words of the Rav. Mitzorifun unedonim kenege echod. The two separate patches are viewed as one nega if the strand is large enough, if it's two saros. Imposa achas mehem. So if one of them has a sign of which requires achlota, for instance, pisoyon, mashu, one of them just increases by a mashu at the end of the first week, o nolad ser lovin b'echad mehem, one of them gets a ser lovin, machlit al shteim, they're viewed together as one nega, and he's the person is a mitzora muchlad for both of these as one. V'im lov eino mitzorafim, if it's not so, first of all, if they're pochos mika gris, and it's not, they certainly doesn't make them into a gris. But even if each one is kagris, v'im lov ein mitzorfam unedonim kishnei negoim, each one is its own gris, and they're viewed as two different negoim. V'im posaso achas v'acheres lo posaso, if one of them increases or gets a white hair, machlit bo bezo. He only mentions the Rav Posaso if it increases. I even put here Machli Bo Masgir Bizu. He's Machli the one that has a simon of Tsaras, and he's Masgir in the other one. And he says V'nafkamina. The nafkamina is the Luchim Mitahir. And assuming that they both become Tsaras, Boilu Suyesh De Karbonos, because the first one will have its hachlota and its process of cleansing finished before the second one, so we'll have to bring two korbanos. If they're both there at the same time from the Rav, it's not clear as to whether he'd have to bring two korbanos or not. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, Perish Rav, v'imposa o shunala tzer lovin biachas mehem kula, kein kosav harash. V'yakesef mishna perik dalad mihichlus tumas saras, Kosa wrote, the nafkamina is shimnola tsara achas benegeze visara achas benegeze, that instead of there's one here but not two hairs in one of the negoyim and one here in the other nega, in the other patch of white, havi simin tumin tuma v'yachlit.
it's a simin tuma and it'll be machlit, because the if it's two saras wide, that that strand will join them together. So even if the one hair is in one and one hair is in the other, then it's there's a hachlot over there. That's what the case of Mishnah says. The Tosas Yom Tov gets involved in this Mishnah with a question about pisoyon rochok that actually is not touching the nega. And it turns out he gets involved with the sheet of the Ravid that healthy we had in the first perek that the michya or can interrupt between or shchin and michve can interrupt between the om and the pisoyon. So what about healthy skin? So the Ravid learns that dafka it's the shchin, since the mission in the first perek only mentioned shchin, you know, the various other types of saras, shchin and michya, shchin and michva and michya, that healthy skin not. Those interrupt between the pisoyon and the om, but the healthy skin would not interrupt. That's a shita Ravid and several other rishonim. But the Tosfos Yom Tov, even though many rishonim seem to be against him, he sticks to his guns and he maintains that healthy skin would certainly be an interruption, and there wouldn't be that the pisoyon has to be contingent to the om. Or in this case, to the strand and the chut, and would for the pisoyon to be considered a pisoyon. So that's just an interesting side point. Now Mishnah Vav, beheris kegris. If there's a beheris, the size of a gris, the shear necessary for tumah, if a simon of tumah should appear. Remember, the colors, again, I want to emphasize this. The colors are not simonim of tumah. The colors are things that are susceptible to tumah. But the simonim of tumah for arbosha, which we're still talking about, are three things. The serlov and the white hairs, a michya, the live patch of skin, or pisoyon. Which pisoyon again is only after 1 week or 2 weeks. Now we have a baheris kegris, and let me read the Rav on this. Below mokum, without the a michya, it would be baheris kegris. The hainu teisha adashos, the gris. Now the Rav is defining for us the shear of the gris in terms of hairs. The hanutesha, the size of a gris in terms of adoshim, that the hanutesha adoshos, nine adoshos beheres, and this mission is talking about the adosha achas michya. So there are 10 adoshos in a gris, but it happens to be in this particular case, we're dealing with, again, the Mishnah, beheres kegris. So for a gris, you have to have 10 adoshos, and there are, but one of those 10 is a michya. It's not the beheris. And in this particular case, the ser lovan betoch hamichya. Their ser lovan is in the midst of the michya, not in the beheris. So as long as this Yerlovin is in the midst of the Michya, he's not Tamei. Holcha HaMichya, however, the Michya goes away. So then, Tameya Mipnei Yerlovin. Then this Saras is Tamei Muchlat because of this Yerlovin. Because now you have a Yerlovin in a full gris of Baharis Lovin, a full gris. Holach sir lovin, if the sir lovin goes away, then tome meha michya. So now the michya is mitamehim. Let me just repeat again. A visir lovin, if the white hair is besocha michya, there's a white hair in the middle of the michya, so we know from the first perek that the michya divides between the white hair and the baharis, and it's not tameh because of the white hair. So holcha hamichya tameh mipnei sir lovin. Then if the michya disappears, and the kohen comes back, then there's a sir lovin there still. So he's tameh, he's machli because of a sir lovin. But a holak sir lovin, if the white hair goes away, it falls out or becomes black, tameh mipnei hamichya. He's tameh because of michya. Now the truth of the matter is that even before the white hair fell out, turned black or fell out, he was tameh because of the michya. The michya prevents the white hair from operating, from being mitameh, acting, because it's in between the baharis and the hair. However, the michya itself, with or without the hair there, the hair doesn't interfere with the michya would still be tameh. And on this basis, the Tiferes Yisrael answers the question of the Tosfos Yamtiv. The Tosfos Yamtiv asks, why is it, for most of this Mishnah, the word used is Holcha Michya Tameya B'mei Sir Lovin. Holach Sir Lovin, however, it says Tamei B'mei Michya. So the Tiferes Yisrael reads, says maybe it should be read, the word is Tim'o, the Kohen is Metameyit B'mei Sir Lovin. But if the sir lovin goes away, it's still tummy as it was before, memneha michya. But there's no difference whether there's a sir lovin in the michya or not in terms of the michya. Now, Rabbi Shimon mitahir. Rabbi Shimon is mitahir in the case where the michya went away. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that it's the baharis itself that has to be the cause. Remember, the hair is growing in the michya. So Reb Shimon is metahir because the baharis, the white patch, did not turn the hair black. Now the chachamim simply hold that that's not the that granted that the white hairs have to appear after there's baharis. But if you have an area that has michyon beheres in the size of a gris, that is considered, and in that the black hairs turn white, that is enough to be considered a proper turning, and then it's hafucha, the nega itself causes the hair to turn white. Now the next part of the Mishnah deals with the following case. In this, the first part of the Mishnah, remember the hair was in the michya. Now we're going to deal with a case where the hair is not in the michya; it's in the baharis. Baharis. There's a baharis, umichyoso kigris, and there's a michya, and with the michya, the baharis and the michya is kigris, so it's ten adoshos. Visir lovin betocha baharis, and this time the white hair is in the middle of the baharis. Holcha hamichya, if the michya goes away, and now in this particular case, now again, baharis he umichyoso kegris, both the baharis and the michyoso together form a gris. Nine adoshim of baharis, and one of and one adosh of the michya. So together they form a gris, and the white hair is in the baharis. But you don't have a full a gris of just baharis. V'sir lovin betocha baharis. Holcha hamichya, if the michya goes away, So Tameya b'mei sir lovun. Holach sir lovun. Tameya tameya b'mei hamichya. Is still tameya because in any event, the again, the tameya is by holach sir lovun, hochla michya. If the michya goes away, tameya b'mei sir lovun, and as at first you would read it, timo b'mei sir lovun, with a mapike, holach sir lovun. If the sir lovun goes away, tamei without the tameya b'mei hamichya, because it's tamei anyhow, regardless of the sir lovun. If the michya is centered, it's in the middle, obviously, because it has to be centered, it has to be square, and it has to be whole, not in dots. And again, over here, Rabbi Shimon Mitahir, this is a bigger chiddush. Before he was mitayer because the hair grew in the michya, so there's room to say that it wasn't the baheres, the white skin, that turned the hair white, the black hair is white, but here it is in the white skin, it's in the baheres. But he says b'mnei shelo hafachto baheres kegris. The reason why he's mitahir is because the beheres kagris, you don't just need simply the hair to be in the white, but it has to be in the white that's the size of a gris. And here, the gris is only completed by the michya, which does complete the shear of the gris. Umode shemyesh b'mokom sir lovan kagris shutame. If there is, he agrees, of course, that if there is in the place where the sir lovin was kagris shuhu tamei, that it would be tamei. In other words, even if there's a michya somewhere else in the beheres, but there is a beheres, there's enough white the size of a gris, then the michya goes away. Reb Shimon agrees that he certainly is that he's tamei. By the way, the halacha is not like in either of these cases of ein halacha k'Reb Shimon. The halacha is not like Reb Shimon in these cases.